everybody. Well, today is our Creation Lightship radio show. And the date today is December 26, 2016. And we're on Station 1 and Station 1 also on Wednesday, and Station 2 on Friday, Saturday. Let's do a clearing for the date. And here we go. So think of maybe something that happened to you, maybe on this date, or we'll just clear it and see if you feel better. So check out your body energy. Here we go. Bring the energy out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, that's interesting. I'm reading this here. So the date today, let's see here. So in 1870, former General-in-Chief of the Union Army signed into law, this is a law, the bill, they got a law and a bill, okay, that has been introduced by Illinois Congressman, as I say, Mr. Cook, making Christmas a legal holiday. Now this is a legal holiday from that date on. So, I wonder what that would mean. Anyway, kind of weird, but anyway. Well, we'll clear it again. Now we're dealing with the law. Well, not necessarily law. It's legal. You have law, right? Then you have what's legal. So I guess with legal, you get legal leads, which could be anything. And the law is what a law would be. So it's, I guess, legal, I believe, would mean a fake law. Or a law, a color of law would be legal, I think. Maybe people out there that know more than me. So we have something that got put into the legalese energy. So here we go. Releasing it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay. So, let's bring up the light beams to clear the energy in your room. Bring in the peace energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's bring in a situation that you're dealing with that you may not want to deal with, but you have it. So let's see if we can get rid of some of the energy on it. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, Elizabeth, are you out there?
Yes. Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Highway on Mondays on BBS Radio Station 1. We're so glad you could join us for the show. And during the next hour, as you can see, Ron does a lot of sample healings on the shows, which also work on the archives, usually up to 3 times unless he specifies otherwise. And we will be taking your questions. If you'd like to send in any questions you might have, you can do so by emailing us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also use the the fast chat feedback form, which you can find on our Creation Lightship homepage, creationlightship.com. as well as on our bbsradio.com homepage. And you can navigate there by using the links to the chat room if you prefer to send your questions anonymously. So hopefully you are doing well and feeling very peaceful. And there have been a lot of questions recently, Ron, about a lot of different topics. And I guess people are having reactions to Saturday's show, where you brought in the time-traveling soldiers. And I'll just read this listener's email, and we can talk about it, and maybe we can talk a little bit more about the soldiers and what they do and why they're here. And this listener writes, on this past Saturday show, the time-traveling soldiers were brought in. I felt the energy, and it was very heavy. I became very emotional and cried. It was a reaction I was not expecting at all and left me wondering, that was weird. Please give me some insight, if you will.
Yeah, I don't know what to say on that. You know, your body related to the energy of it some way.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just being soldiers in general, maybe your body has situations in it from being in wars, and so you felt emotional. That's probably where I would go with it. You want to clear that energy away from your body there about wars. Soldiers normally, you know, are dealing with wars and battles. That's what I would suggest. So back to you.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And also, I'm just thinking here, that's one of the many clearings that is offered on Creation Lightship. And you can find out more about that by going to the Search for a Healing box at creationlightship.com. And I'm also thinking that maybe in the moment, sometimes those things happen and they're completely disconnected from whatever Ron is doing or what, you know, was going on the show. It's just something else that's coming up that makes you think about. So in a way, it's almost like you have to discern from the moment what was it that upset you about that, and then either timeline crash or clear the energy. And all of the clearings that we talk about on the show and all of the clearings that Ron offers, you do those yourself, and you would go to creationlightship.com, and you can find a lot of information there, as well as links to the YouTube page. And Ron has a YouTube channel, which we should bring up there. There are a lot of sample healings there and a lot of clearings that you can do for free over the internet. And you can find those by going to creationlightship.com. And those are recently being updated, so a couple of new ones have been added. And a lot of listeners write in and ask for different clearings, and they're now available on YouTube. So you don't have to email us. We've been putting them up thanks to some wonderful people who've been helping us out. And you can now find those on Ron's YouTube channel. So just wanted to announce that in case not everybody knows that, or maybe you missed. I'm sure it's been announced on the past shows, but we do have that now for your convenience. So hopefully everybody will take advantage of that. Okay, so Ron, another listener is wondering, does someone else receive soul family contracts after the clearing? Is there a billboard for soul family clearing, or how do I go about it? So
there's one on the website for soul family. Yeah, you can go in there and use that and see how it works for you.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're asking, if you do your soul family, will the people that are in your soul family, will they be affected?
Well, they'll probably be affected because they maybe, I'll just say this, maybe they won't want to, connect with you as much. So remember, you're isolating yourself from your soul family members by doing this somewhat, okay? I won't say that it's going to completely, take you away from your family, your parents, your kids, who are probably in your soul family. It's just that you may not have the heavy load that they're putting upon you. So that's how I would look at that. So it is helpful.
Yeah, and the soul family disconnection, does have, in I think step five, there's the psychic billboard disconnection, psychic billboard program disconnection. So that is part of the clearing. And that is a very in-depth clearing. And I would think that if you are disconnected from them, you'll feel a lot of relief, because that is kind of one of the contracts that comes along with being here. And it definitely can take away from your ability to be in the present moment and to be at peace, because all of these contracts that were written before you were born are currently affecting you. So this clearing alleviates those issues. And that is one that I think anyone who's ever done that has had nothing but very positive and wonderful things to say about it. And if anybody listening has done that clearing and they'd like to send us how that affected them, you can do so. Please email us live during the show if you'd like your question read on the air, or you can send a testimonial to us if you've any questions, or you've maybe done that yourself and you'd like to comment on that. Okay, so moving along here, we'll go to another question. And someone is asking if they need to redo a new death barcode clearing.
Send me the email on that one.
Okay, so just email Ron personally. I think they've done a couple, but they're wondering if they might need to do another one. They've done a couple over the years. And, okay, there's another question here about using the light infusion chamber or special healing. And someone is asking...
The light infusion chamber has its own clearing. You cannot use it on the special one.
Okay.
The special is only for special things that are not listed on the website.
Yeah. And the special clearing is, I would think, for things that, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Ron has so many clearings that he offers, and all of these have been compiled and developed because people have asked him for them. So if you really start searching and looking on the website and you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, you may find that you don't need to do as many clearings as you thought you did. That frequently happens. And I think a lot of people look and they get overwhelmed. Oh, my gosh, I have to do all these healings. But you probably don't have to. You've probably come here because you've been kind of tossed around like a pinball, and you found yourself here, and you're like, oh, I have to do dark side practitioner, and I have to do this, and I have to do that. But all of these are emotional reactions, and when you take away the emotions by doing your whole lifetime emotional clearing, then you may feel differently about everything. And the special clearing really is a special clearing because you've kind of, maybe you have a complicated issue and it's not something that's listed here. But definitely browse through the healings and also check out all of the recommended and free healings that Ron does offer online for everybody. So a lot of people have been commenting about clones too, Ron. And that's something, I think we talked about that on last Monday's show, and we were asking people to maybe send in comments or testimonials that they had about clones. And somebody wrote and said, don't clones have any sense of hearing? And so I've actually noticed this myself. This person writes, recently an alarm went off very loudly and long in a department store, so I had to close my ears and left. Some people did the same, but most people in the store behaved like they didn't hear it. Or are they on different times? I have the same with people playing the car stereo so loudly that my home windows vibrate and the cars aren't even in my area. So maybe they're asking if these people who are not seemingly affected by these loud sounds, are they even maybe...
Even on your timeline, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're on a different timeline.
Yeah, I'd say very possible. Yeah. Could be. Could be.
And I wonder, yeah, I think overall they just generally have, like, less sensitivity than a lot of people. Okay. So we did talk about the soul family disconnection, and somebody else was asking about the timeline crash for advanced parallel life. And someone was asking, can you explain how to use this clearing, and do I do it one time only?
Okay. Well, no, you don't do it one. Well, that's only if you're on one timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So,
timeline crash.
Yeah, you want at least your timeline crashes are probably, you know, 50 to 100 times minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, it depends how emotionally you're attached to what's happened to you physically. So that's the way, you know, you need to look at it. You know, how charged are you with what happened to you? And if you're charged a lot, then by all means, you may want to do it a whole bunch of times. You know, maybe 1,000. So it just depends where you are, you know, with your particular energy level in this here. So anyway, that's how, one timeline crash is, you know, not really going to help you whatsoever. So anyway, back to you.
Ron,
that's only one timeline.
Yeah, so, that's only taking away one timeline, and as we know, you are replicated hundreds of times, probably more, onto many different timelines throughout the course of your life. Very advanced stuff that they do. And Ron, maybe you could talk a little bit about how is the advanced parallel life program different from the regular timeline crashing that we do?
It's unlimited on the advanced one.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have a lot more information in there. So
you could use it whenever, however many times you want.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, great.
Otherwise, you're going into maybe up to 1 month on the I think the $50 one. And, you know, I would first say to get into, I believe the $20 one is up for a week. And then you have the $50 for a month, I believe, something like that. So, and then the other one, if you like it, then get into the unlimited so you can do it, you know, anytime you like. And the pages are a little more, a lot more information on them. Anyway.
Mm. And the parallel life, does that, even though this one's titled that, does the parallel life apply to the regular time?
Oh, wait. I'm thinking of the other one, I think. Let me just get some more information on it. Maybe somebody might know a little bit more about it if they have it in front of them. I'm thinking of the advanced one.
Yeah, there's three that I found. There's the advanced parallel life, which is 150, and that one is unlimited. And then there's just timeline crash with space-time crash in month and week blocks.
Just go in and get it.
Yeah, but the last two, the week and month, they don't specify parallel life programs. I just wonder if there's like any sort of distinction there.
Not that I can recall.
Okay, so it basically applies to all of them then, because I guess if you're timeline crashing, that you're automatically are crashing parallel lives. And Ron also has said in the past that we should do upside-down timelines. And what was the other one, Ron, that you were saying that we should do upside-down?
Tangent.
Yes, I couldn't think of the word. Thank you. Okay, so getting back to the listener questions. Okay, maybe this is another clarification here of that same question. So this person's wondering about travel, and they're asking, why might it be good, or what would we use this for on our timeline crashes on the advanced version? There is a section for travel, which is what I am asking about.
I don't know. It's getting too mental for me here.
Okay. Okay, maybe
just
somebody has...
Okay.
Okay, we will move on. Somebody used the new videos, and they said they benefited all day, and it was a huge help in dealing with a fracture. So they're saying thanks for putting that up. Somebody else said that they felt very strongly when they were doing the alien all-parallel lifetime removal. They did the current life cloned bodies living on cloned Earths and planets, and they could feel themselves being brought back. So they have used this clearing in the past, but spent a bit more time with it, and during the first few timelines especially, they felt very strongly. So that's great. Thanks for letting us know. Somebody is asking about the depression barcode in the death barcode removal.
You add that in after your name.
Okay, and can that be done by itself?
Well, it's the third step. You do the death barcode, right? And then you do your, the next one would be the stress death barcode. And then you do the depression one next. So they're all ones that you could do on the death barcode.
Okay. And I should also say that... just to clarify, the advanced timeline crash is the same as the others, but it is unlimited. And also, people are able to use the light infusion chamber and or the special healing to command their spirit energy to come back from them from the new Earth transfer. Ron, maybe we should do a clearing for everybody. Maybe we could bring everybody into the now.
Hey, here we go, everybody. Maybe you're all out there. So here we go. And kind of feel your body, sense your surroundings, and we'll do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. Say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop it into my heart, through them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So that should put you into the present moment here. And here we go. So we'll see how everybody's doing after that one.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Ron. And I should just also announce that we do have a special New Year's event coming up. It is Saturday, January 7th, 2017, and it's the Plant Your Seeds of Intention call. And that will be a four-hour live call, and you can join us by checking out creationlightship.com. And at the top of the page, you'll see a heading that says Special New Year Call, and you can sign up for that. It's kind of a call that Ron started doing, I guess, about 3 or 4 years ago that I can remember, and it's really wonderful because he will bring in the Ascension energies for 2017, and you can get water activation and 7 bottles is what you would need to have ready, quart up to a gallon-sized containers, and all of your flowers, pets, plants, gardens are also invited to attend with you. And you can register as an absentee, and it is, again, January 7th, 2017, from 1 to 5 Pacific, 4 to 8 Eastern. So, and it's only $20, so it's a wonderful call, and it kind of is a nice one to do sort of after all of this, like, holiday stuff is over, although I did not feel any sort of holiday anything. I felt very peaceful. It just kind of felt like another day to me. But if you did get connected to some stuff and you'd like to just sort of feel peaceful for a while, it's a great way to do that. And also, you know, you can always get in there and start clearing. Maybe you had to see some relatives or deal with some people that you didn't really want to, and you're feeling affected by that. So hopefully they didn't slime you, or you were able to stay in and sort of be peaceful and quiet. But if you didn't and you have used the clearings to counteract that, maybe write in and let us know if that maybe happened to you over the weekend or at any other time. Okay, so someone's asking how to use the psychic billboard clearing.
Well, it's used to help you change your reality or people's reality of how they're viewing you. So that's why you would want to do that. Mm-hmm. So if you have an issue and people keep throwing that issue up to you, then you would go in and do the psychic billboard and see if that will help you change what you're transmitting to other people. So you're transmitting to them your issues, and they're reading the issues, and the issues may be negative toward you, be negatively affecting you as people look at you funny or get angry with you all the time or something. Or maybe you can't get a job and they read that you're upset for not having a job, so why would they want to hire a person who's upset? So you want to change that energy. So that's why you would use a psychic billboard. And then you have to change your billboard, the wording on it, every day or two, and you want to update it as to how you are progressing as life around you is changing. And how people are viewing you, because they're changing their viewpoint of you. That's what the psychic billboard is for. And going hand in hand with that is self-empowerment clearing. So if you're planning on doing the psychic billboard, I would highly suggest before you get that, at least do, you know, maybe 50 hours of work on your self-empowerment clearing. And do all those in there if you can before you get the psychic billboard. That'll help balance you out some more. Back to you.
Yeah. I mean, Ron, would it be fair to say that if the psychic billboard is changing people's perception of you, the self-empowerment is changing your perception of yourself? Like if you have a negative view of yourself, or if you constantly tell yourself, like, I don't know, everything sucks, or this is never going to happen for me, or, you know, I'm worthless. Like, a lot of people, whether or not they know it, they have this kind of negative thing happening in their minds, in mental energy.
Yep, and how you're feeling is what how people perceive you.
Right. So if you're feeling that way and you're telling yourself that, then...
You're showing all the people issues in the invisible energy around you. So you want to change that so people will respond to you differently. That's why you do the psychic billboard. But you first need to clean yourself out somewhat. So self-empowerment one goes through a lot of issues, a lot of emotional issues that you could be dealing with. So you can do that first. Naturally, if you can do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, that's what you start off with. But some people just maybe want to get a Band-Aid quickly And so that's a Band-Aid clearing. But it does work great. So if you're stuck, then do that clearing, and it can help you out. And it's not, and I think there's 30-some, maybe 35 or so different issues, and you want to clean those out of you. Maybe you want to do, run it to more than once for each issue, maybe two times for each one of those. And maybe when you get halfway through, or maybe when you finish your self-empowerment, then do the psychic billboard, because it will change as you start clearing yourself out. Back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that is such a great clearing, and I really feel like you described it really well. And also, if you are looking for that clearing and you type it into the search for a healing box, you can listen to Ron talk about it in depth on several of his BBS archives from 2010, and it's a very powerful clearing, as I'm sure many of our listeners will attest. So I guess we should move on here, and thank you so much, Ron, for that explanation. I felt like even I was understanding it in a new way. So tonight's show, I think we were going to focus on soul family. We sort of went a little sideways there, but somebody's asking a couple of questions on that topic, and they're wondering if could past lives and ancestors be a part of your soul family too? I would think they could be, but they may not necessarily be.
Yeah, I would say typically, since each lifetime you get together with your soul family, which means that you're with a group of people throughout your reincarnations, okay? And so you're dealing with people, the same spirit, in different bodies, and from there you have your spiritual contracts and agreements, which typically are maybe 90% negative, and those are the people that are around you who contract out to you to cause you harm. So if you have anything that's negative in your life, it's probably a soul family member causing that, so that you can all learn as a hive mind mentality of your soul family. That's what you're dealing with. So unless you happen to be in one of those silver spoon soul families where everybody's rich and has tons of money, and they may not be happy having money, but at least they do have money, and they're not, they're living very, very well, although that could also have problems, but we'll just say that compared to somebody who isn't living well because they need money, if you're in one of those soul families that has a great abundance of stuff, then you're very lucky to be born into royalty or something, but most people probably are not dealing with that. Each time you have an issue, more than likely it's a soul family member causing the issue for you, or you volunteered to do that, the particular issue. So everybody in your soul family in that hive mind consciousness will be able to get that information. And you could also be a volunteer to hurt yourself, to cut a finger off, to chip a tooth, to break an arm. These are all soul family contracts and agreements. The person that maybe caused that problem to happen to you, more than likely is in your soul family. So like I said, most of it is negative situations. Now, if you're listening and you say, gee, Uncle Harry is always giving me extra money when I see him, or I always get $100 bills in the mail every day, then that's very nice, But I don't think most people have that situation. Normally it deals with trauma and drama because the alien created your soul family so that they will have a hive mind and a consciousness to cause problems for everybody in the soul family. So that's kind of basically it of what happens. And everybody gets involved with the soul family energies. and they benefit by whatever is going on because they learn something. Remember, you're here to have lessons. That's the alien agenda. So you're here to learn. That's what they tell you. And problems occur because you're still in duality, dealing with a duality lifestyle. That's why you want to do the mind a heart drop and get back into, you know, source energy and being in the present moment where your past and your future does not exist. Back to you, and that's your choice. You have a choice of what's happening, even though you could be heavenly burdened by your soul family. When you're in the present moment, those energies typically will not affect you because you're not on their timeline. Oh, how many timelines are you living? You know, you're living, going to work as a timeline, driving your car is on another timeline, having somebody cut you off is on another timeline, and when you're driving, losing your wallet or purse is another timeline, you know, spilling food on yourself is another timeline. Everything that happens to you will be a timeline occurrence, and the aliens are waiting to have you get upset so they can replicate you more on those timelines. That's because you're living on the timeline. If you're in the present moment, you more than likely will not have any accidents. So back to you.
Okay. So, Ron, on that note, the question continues, and this person writes, I understand the soul family and contracts, et cetera, set up in this life for dramas and traumas, yet can they also give us positive things, like close friendships and talents and interests whereby we can develop and evolve our creativity? To me, it is like a tribal group that so much of humanity is still embedded in. I feel ultimately part of a group of British poets, for example, and when I can, visit their houses and graves, like William Blake. I look for his paintings in museums sometimes, and I'm always so happy to hold them in my hands.
Yeah, yeah. For that, it could be good. But if the person is living, remember, if that person is living and you really admire them, and then they die quickly, are you happy with that? Okay? That's one of the downfalls with having relationships where you're being directed and driven by someone else's energy. What I'm saying is that you're admiring or astounding someone else outside of yourself because you like what they're doing. Nothing's really wrong with that. But what about you? Where are you in the equation? Okay, so you don't want to have something else that's outside of yourself that you rely on. You know, inspiration could be one thing and, you know, feeling good about what they're doing, but, you know, you don't want to put that person on a pedestal. You want to see what they're trying to tell you and whatever they're doing, and then from there move on. So we get kind of technical there. But anyway, back to you.
Yeah, that's kind of a tricky question, Ron, because as I was reading it, I was thinking, well, positivity exists in duality. And I think that's kind of a trick, maybe, because if you are visiting places like houses and graves, there's a chance that you're interacting with a lot of entities. And the thing that I think is so hard for people to get is that positive is negative. They're the same thing. We are existing in duality. And yeah, it's. I think if you're doing clearings, like if you do the creativity clearing or if you do the IQ courting or the mental clearing, and you can sort of look at this objectively and learn from it and how it relates to you. But I think ultimately, if you're feeling positive about these experiences, then that's the same thing as feeling negative, only we don't get that when we're feeling it. So you are still in duality. So that's, I'm not saying it's like a bad thing, but it is something that you have to kind of look out for and pay attention to. You can really sort of trick yourself into feeling these positive emotions and thinking this is really great, but ultimately there is a downside to that. So if you are in total peace and you're developing your own creativity from a place of peace, then you won't be looking for these things outside of yourself. You'll be looking for them within yourself, and you'll be focusing on your own creativity as opposed to, you know, being inspired or going outside of yourself to seek other sorts of sources of inspiration. So hopefully,
and you're admiring somebody else's talents, we'll say.
Yeah.
And where are your talents?
Yeah, and sometimes that makes you feel bad about yourself.
Even if it
might make you feel good at the time, you go home and you're like, oh, I wish I could paint as good as that person or whatever.
Yeah, and it's like we're talking about the other day on for Christmas stuff, you know. So it's the same thing. You go out now after Christmas. You're young. You're a child, right? And you go to your neighbor's house to see what your friend got for Christmas, gifts they got. And all of a sudden, they got this thing that, man, it was like the cat's meow, man. Like, wow, you know, cost, you know, $300. And it was this wonderful thing that still only had two of them, and their parents managed to buy it. And they gave it to their kid. And you go over there, and they go, holy cow, you got this. This is wonderful. Whoa, man, you're lucky, you know. Can we play with it? And the kid goes, no, you can't. This is too precious to me. And, you know, you go, okay, that's all right. So now you go home. And now you're upset because you didn't get what they got. So at first it's so, wow, this is something, you know. And now you go home and you feel defeated. You know, whatever you got for Christmas, as you look at it, doesn't even hold a candle to what that person got. And now you're going the other direction, feeling sad. And whatever you had doesn't make any difference now. It can never hold up to what that person got. So, you know, kind of like, you know, maybe your friend, your parents bought him a brand new whatever car of some sort, you know, and brand spanking new, and you go, wow, this is great, and you're really loving that car, looking at it, and takes you out for a drive in, and it does everything you wanted it to do, and now you go home and you look at your car, and the paint's faded on it, the seats are torn. And then you look at your parents, maybe, like, where are you? You know, don't you like me? You know, where's my brand new car? And their seats are torn and their paint's faded on their car. So that's what happens, you know, that's a duality.
Yeah.
So you realize that you need to be happy with where you are and get off the timeline of not feeling good enough. That's why, you know, kind of relates back to the energy of, you know, the Band-Aid clearing, which is the, you know, self-empowerment one, if you haven't done any whole lifetime ones, and the psychic billboard. So now, what people are going to see of you when you go to work or go to school, you know, they're going to see you as, like, defeated, never got what you want for Christmas, even though maybe, you know, the gifts maybe could have even totaled $1,000, but the other guy got something for $2,000 or whatever, you know? And you're not going to appreciate what you have or where you are. That's the soul family stuff. So it's always there to make you feel inadequate. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, and also I think that you really kind of summed that up really well, Ron, and I think when you start looking around you and comparing yourself to others or seeking inspiration or feeling connected, a lot of people use this word, like, I feel connected to it. Well, that's synonymous for courting, or it resonates with me. Like, you don't really want that. Because it is in duality, and I guess I'll just leave it at that and let everyone sort of make their own distinctions and draw their own conclusions from what we just talked about. Okay, so can a soul family member still affect you after they have passed on from this life?
Can they affect you? Well, if they went into your soul family again, okay, we'll say that one of your cell family members died 20 years ago. Okay? So they're probably now reincarnated again. So now the question is, they're in another body, okay, and can that soul family member affect me? Well, yeah. Every one of the spirits in your soul family can come into your body. Will it hold the memory of who that person was? You're going to be able to say, you know, I think Uncle Harry's with me, you know? Well, no, you won't know that. Can they bring forth the issues in their lifetime, which was connected to yours, to you? Well, the other soul family members, they could. So could it affect you? I'd say yes. So, you know, just kind of realize that things happen. And that's why you want to be freed from the alien control of your soul family. That's part of your initial get-go for coming here. Soul family is what you incarnated into before, you know, in all lifetimes. That's where you make all of your agreements and everything else. The aliens help you to give you a script of when you're going to be born, dumped down here. And so they all go hand in hand. Well, that's the dark side agenda. That's your white light tunnel experience when you die. You get right into your soul family over again after they dust you off and take away the traumas of your past lifetime, like maybe dying of cancer or a car accident or whatever. Your spirit's broken up. Dead from that almost, and so it has to clean it off so you can come back fresh again, fully energized as much as you can be, and coming into another body for another round of the prison planet here, recycling. So back to you.
Yeah, it's just like one giant cycle. And I'm so glad we're talking about this, Ron, because I feel like it's a really good time to talk about families in general, soul families and actual families, which may or may not be in your soul family. Like that one listener was saying, it is kind of like that tribal mentality, which I don't really know. Again, it's like I don't really know if that's somewhere that you want to be. If you are clearing yourself out, then it's kind of like I wonder what that missing piece would be for somebody who still feels like they need to be in a group like that or be connected to people. Because, I mean, I think ideally you probably wouldn't want to be, right, Ron?
You just think if you're some type of a drug user or whatever it would be, you know, alcoholic. And, you know, there could be some people listening here. So you go to your 12-step program and look at all these people who are really dysfunctional. Maybe you're the best one there. But you look at them, they all could be in your soul. Really got a dysfunctional soul family, you know? And you go, holy cow, why am I involved with all these people dealing with all this stuff? Well, how do you get out of it if your soul family's in it? That would be a more difficult scenario, you know? I won't go any further, but man, that could be awful. Especially, you know, where's the 13th step to get out of it, you know, where you're healed, you know? I don't know why they don't have a 13th step, you know? Then they trade one addiction for another one. So
yeah, that's a really good point, Ron. Like, they have all the steps to get you through it, but then there's nothing to really take you out of it.
Oh,
you got hooked up to the new.
Yep, you're stuck. They always use God in that, you know.
Yeah.
So got you into it to begin with. Boy.
Yeah. That's why I'm always so puzzled when people say things like about the G-O-D word, because it's like, well, I don't really know. I mean, it's kind of the same, like we were just talking about with duality, like the good and the bad, they're kind of both really the same. I don't know. It's very sad.
Well, yeah, the commandments, you know, that's the reason it's duality. So you have to experience the negative to find out what you can't do.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not, you know? Hello? I mean, what is this, you know? That's right away, that's duality. You have to get a clue on that. And, you know, then you got that praise of loving God. Well, with love, there's hate, you know? So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, and I mean, they're kind of responsible for all of the, I don't know, they're always like, oh, it's in God's hands, or, you know, God provides, or God never gives you anything that you can't handle, but, you know, what if he does? Or she, I don't know. But, yeah, it's like you kind of don't really want to be connected to that energy, and that's why we have clearings that deal with all of that stuff, like religion, indoctrination, and, you know, I'm not even sure. I'm sure there's other ones, Ron, that I can't think of. Light of the darkness, probably.
We got a God clearing.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. So anyway,
I've got a few minutes left here.
We got the New Year's call, and then we got the pin call coming up on the 21st. They're both Saturdays. They're both $20. So I think we sent out emails to people. If you didn't get one, then get on our email list, and you may get one next time. We'll send out another one probably before the event or something, or you can just ask, you know. They'll be on the website also.
Yeah, you can also, I was just going to say that, Ron, you can also just check out the top of the website, creationlightship.com, and there's a list of dates up there for all of the upcoming 2017 calls that Ron's doing, as well as the monthly four-hour ascension and the monthly eight-hour healing intensive conference calls. And please feel free to check that out. If you have any other questions, you can always email us and let us know. But they're really wonderful, and there's also an upcoming events page there, which has a lot of information there, too.
Well, the whole thing with duality is when you're in peace in the present moment, you're not dealing with duality. Everything that's against you and for you and everything that's plus or minus or whatever it is, it's you're neutralized because you're not on the timeline. If you're a new listener, what we're talking about is getting off of timelines that have an agenda, okay? All timelines have an agenda, good or bad. If you want to be in neutral to be able to have your choice of what you would like to do moment by moment, that's the whole process. So, you know, you want to be in peace. If you're not in peace, then you know you're on timelines. And you know that you're going to be moved around just like, you know, a leaf in the wind according to the amount of energy on the timeline that you have chosen to be on by your thoughts. Whenever you think, you are on a timeline. So that's the whole process, is to be in peace where you have your spirit then guide you, because your spirit is no longer guiding you at all. When you're on a timeline, you're in thought energy, you're in mind energy, you're in alien darkness. So you're dealing with another completely different energy system. And there's no spirit connection in mind energy. It doesn't exist. So if you want to become more spiritual, then you have to give up all those books that you have read about spirituality. You probably want to burn them all, because you don't want the energy to cord you. And you want to be in the perfect energy of peace. And the only way you're going to get into peace is not to think and use your spirit to guide you. That's your only thing that you have of source energy. It's not outside of yourself. And you can't pray to get into that energy, because that puts you more into darkness, because then you're dealing with the alien gods of whatever you're praying to, and then they take you. So let's do the mind to heart drop again. Anything you want to add, Elizabeth?
No, Ron, that sounds great, and thank you so much for all of the wonderful topics on the show tonight. Please be sure to join us again on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Wednesday on Station 1 and Friday, Saturday on BBS Station 2. And be sure to check out creationlightship.com for all of the upcoming events that Ron will be offering in the new year.
Everybody, so let's do the mind a heart drop. So for the newbies, you can come from 10 to 1 at the very end of it. If you've been doing it over a week or so, then just do 3, 2, 1. It'll work the same. So here we go. And why do you do it longer to begin with? So you can actually feel your thoughts dropping down. There's a lot of feelers out there, and they go, yeah, I can feel that energy moving. So once you know that it's working, then, you know, you're just kind of indicating to yourself that it works. But you will be at peace regardless of what you do. So here we go. Let me say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Here we go. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. Blessings, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, co-hosts behind the scenes and helpers and ladies, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, BBS. Bye, everyone.